it's worth repeating that there is no such thing as a good Brexit from an Irish point of view. We know that after laborious negotiations, the mechanism that was found in order to protect Ireland from the worst excesses of the challenges that Brexit would present was the backstop arrangement that was contained within the withdrawal agreement. Now, that backstop is the least worst option in terms of protecting our economy, but also protecting the political and social progress that we've made since the signing of the Good Friday Agreement. So regardless of who occupies 10 Downing Street, Ireland's position has to remain clear and unchanging, because we know that any hardening of the border in Ireland would be disastrous for all our country, but particularly for those of us who live in the border region, north and south. So the backstop is the only proposition that's on the table that would minimise the damage that Brexit presents, and Irish political voices at this stage must be united and resolved in defence of it.
The Boris Johnson manifesto in relation to securing the premiership in the UK was very much built on a promise that one way or the other, Britain is going to leave next time round. So how has his appointment been perceived in Europe?
Well, I think at a European level, there's, I suppose, anticipation. There's a little bit of bemusement because, of course, Boris Johnson held a key cabinet portfolio during much of the negotiations. Now, he withdrew from cabinet as a result of the withdrawal agreement, and undoubtedly now with the prospect of the elevation of Boris Johnson to British Prime Minister, it's inevitable that there will be demands from that quarter in terms of the British government for a renegotiation of the withdrawal agreement. So I think in the first instance, what Irish political voices and particularly the Taoiseach need to do today is be unequivocal and clear and stated that there will be no scenario in which the Irish government will consent to any dilution of the backstop. And that also, we acknowledge, will require the support of all other political parties. So for our point, we and Sinn Féin will continue to support the government if they maintain the line, and we will do what we can to build support for this position at a European level, because we know that there have been lots of changes in terms of the personnel at the European level since the elections in May. Since then, both Martina Anderson and I have continued to meet with MEPs and European officials to set out the challenges that Brexit presents, the need to protect the peace process and the rationale for unique arrangements to apply in order to uphold the Good Friday Agreement. Those meetings have included talks with Michel Barnier and his team, because now more than ever we need a united Irish position that's backed up with our undivided resolve in the face of the challenges that are coming, because the British government will try bring this down to the wire in order to try and force the EU side to blink, and it's the responsibility of the Irish negotiators via our government and via all elected representatives to assert our position as strongly as possible, because as I said at the outset, the backstop is the least worst option, and we cannot even contemplate a scenario where it is sold out or it is diluted in order to secure some form of short-term arrangement.